It's sometimes easy to take that first command of Jesus that he repeated from the Old Testament. You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Well, that seems to be a lot easier, although that is a gift from God, God's grace. I didn't love God like that. Like the Apostle Paul said in Romans, this is a definition of love, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were his enemies, he loved us. Jesus died for us. So this love, this divine love we have is a gift of grace. But it seems that grace works a lot easier in us when we talk about loving God. When we talk about loving others sincerely, there's the problem, isn't it? Listen to what the Apostle John says in 1 John 4:19. We love God because he first loved us. If a man says, I love God and hates his brother, well, he's a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God love his brother also. You see, this is God's command to us. Love your neighbor as yourself. It was an Old Testament command. It was reinforced by Jesus. And we can't really say, well, I can love God, but I can't love my brother. It doesn't work that way. But we who have received the grace of God in our lives know that we should love others. We should not retaliate against them. We should not return evil for evil. We should do no harm. We should do good to those who do evil to us. Because that's what Jesus did, wasn't it? He did good to us and we did evil to him. God sent Jesus to die for us while we were still God's enemy. Oh, I know that's a very difficult thing to do. And I think every person that hears this said has the image of a person that's very difficult to love. God will help us, treating them as we would want to be treated, doing no harm, not retaliating, not repaying evil for evil, doing good where we can. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I need your help with your commands, and that's a wonderful thing about grace. Grace not only forgives our sins, grace not only makes us a child of God, it imparts to us God's love and helps us to display that love to everyone. Help me today, Lord, I need you. With the people I meet, with the things I encounter, with the things I read about and hear about, somehow let the love of God come through, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.